Thermal Sound Wave.
Yes, yes, indeed. It's Thermal Sound Waves, a natural alternative to fast food radio. We're here. C-Truth, Kev Lawrence. Right about now, we have someone whose tunes and music we've been spinning for a while on the program. Definitely a mighty individual, a strong individual, a powerful individual, you know what I mean? Joining us on the program right about now. Doing the damn thing for a long, long time. People need to know more about Havaya Mighty that's joining us on the program right about now. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. How are you?
Great, great. Definitely. Just looking forward to chopping it up with you and finding out some more about yourself. So for people who are unfamiliar with Havaya Mighty, tell everybody a little bit about your background is. And let's start with the name. Like, that's a very unique name.
So my name, my name is my government name. My dad made it. I just feel like it's a representation of, you know, my family bloodline, my lineage. I've been an artist for a long time. I've been putting out music since I was 11 or 12 years old. Started rapping around that time and started singing at the age of 4. So just kind of super deeply into music my entire life. I've been putting out a couple projects over the last couple of years. I sing, I rap, I produce, I DJ. I'm from Toronto.
What part of Toronto?
Well, I'm born and raised in Toronto. So I was raised like sort of the East End, but not really. It's like the East End of Toronto, but not yet Scarborough. I don't really know how to explain.
Not Scar City. Scar City.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Shout out to Randy's Patties.
And then moved to Brampton kind of young.
Brampton.
So also was raised in Brampton as well.
Okay. All right. Shout out to the Brampton, Ajax family. I call it Messiaga.
But oh, you know the ends, that's lit.
Yeah. Shout to the Mensum. Shout to the whole crew. Shout out to all the people over there, the family.
That's pretty much the background, you know.
So Havaya, what does that mean exactly?
Honestly, the name itself, my dad made it up. So like whenever people ask me what the meaning of the name is, I'm like, oh, you know, I just feel like my dad's impact on me, like his kind of influence over me, just him coming up with a name. Like I asked him many times because so many people have asked me like, what does it mean? And he's like, oh, you know, it just sounds like certain names from the Bible, like Messiah. So I just took the the letters and like he's very like
very creative.
He's a very like etymology of words type of man. So like he's like, you know, if you say a word and there's like three words within that word, so like identify those words. Like he's the type of guy that will not say understand because the word under is in the word. You know what I mean?
So gotcha.
I think for him, he like stitched it together with the vernacular, the sound, what it felt like to him. Just kind of like more that than anything, than it having actual meaning, you know?
Gotcha. Absolutely. It's Thermal Sound Waves. We hear C-Truth Kev Lawrence talking to Havaya Mighty on the program right about now. You do so many different things. Obviously, you're creative, you know. Yeah, I mean, as you said, you rap, you DJ, you sing. Which one of those things did you pick up first and run with first?
Singing, actually, yeah, because I was in singing lessons really young, so from the age of 4 to 11. So I definitely sang first. My sisters were playing the piano. I was learning to perform at the age of 4, pretty much, and singing with my sisters. And then when I moved, I used to go to music school in Scarborough when I lived in Toronto. And then, like, it just got too expensive. We won, like, the maximum amount of scholarships. So we couldn't, like, get a discount on our lessons anymore. So it just became unaffordable. And at the time, we also moved to Brampton. So we stopped taking lessons. And I just had a void. So I started rapping at the age of 12 because singing, like, I wasn't doing that anymore. So I pretty much started rapping at 12. And I've been doing that ever since. I picked up DJing years later, like 2015, maybe. And I started producing around the same time I started rapping. So I just slowly picked up things along the way, I guess, you know.
Do your sisters and other people in your family, do they join you on stage when you perform, or are you just someone that just took it and ran with it?
I would say I was in a musical household, so I had a lot of reinforcement, a lot of positive reinforcement. I have like older sisters that are very musical in nature. They're either playing the piano or singing themselves. Rap was like the one thing that was very like specific to me for sure. But you know, my parents are very musical and just supportive of music. So like once I started getting into it, I kind of always had people to listen to my demos, give me opinions, and just have input. And like not like, I guess, encouraging me to stop doing it. I know for a lot of people, making music isn't seen as like a lucrative career path. So sometimes our family and our, you know, our friends, but they don't understand like our interest in it, and they think that we're wasting our time. So luckily, I didn't have that. I didn't have that kind of like input in my ear of like, yo, when are you going to stop rapping? Like, this isn't a real job. Like, I never had anybody saying that. So for me, I was just always positively reinforced, positively encouraged. And yeah, just kind of reminded by the people that matter the most to me that music has a lot of validity. So I feel like really lucky in that.
And being from Toronto, do you feel that, I mean, there's been many people that have come out of Toronto that are legendary, but do you feel that Toronto is getting their due, or do you feel that Toronto is still, like, not getting the proper due that it should as far as the artists that, come out of Toronto?
I feel like we're starting to get more recognition. Like, there was a time when the best artists from the end were not getting any or very little international looks, and now I feel like we're seeing a lot more artists from our side of the border get international looks, including myself, right? So I definitely think there's a shift happening. I feel like we're looking to more regions, not just Canada, but just different states as well for, like, what the sound is, what the trends are, where that impact is coming from. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like Toronto is taking up more space in the international landscape. So, but I definitely think it could be better, too. Like, I think there's a lot of artists, a lot of talent from here. And, yeah, I'm excited to see people kind of embrace that more.
And shout out to the places outside of Toronto, because people think Canada is just Toronto. Like, no, there's many other places. Like, you got Montreal. Shout out to people in Montreal.
Winnipeg.
You got Winnipeg.
Windsor.
Just
London.
Vancouver.
Nova Scotia.
Yeah. Halifax.
Yeah. We've been through Canada, so we're not one of these people that's just like, oh, we just know, you know, Toronto. Nah, we've been through Canada, so, you know, we know what it is.
Yeah, y'all know what's up for sure.
We respect Canada.
I love that. Yes. Yeah, Canada's a big landscape, and yeah, there's a lot of artists that want to make it in Toronto, but yeah, at the same time, there's a lot of artists that aren't even from here. Like you mentioned, there's major metropolitans like Vancouver, like Montreal, like Halifax even. Like, I'm playing a show out there soon.
Yeah.
After my U.S. shows.
Big up
yeah,
Halifax.
And I'm excited. I haven't been back there and like a year and a half or whatever, but like that's like a whole different side of Canada. And Canada's big, you know? We don't have the same type of like hip-hop landscape and infrastructure that the U.S. has, but when you become a traveling artist like I have, and you kind of go to different festivals in different regions, you realize there's hip-hop fans all across the country. It's just not as popularized.
No doubt. No question. And what I like about your music and your projects is it represents just that wide landscape. Because there are so many different sounds and so many different things that you do, like, and we've played some of them, like the Honey Buns and the Zoom Zoom and, you know, Room Service and all those things like that, Manifest, you know, so
appreciate
forth.
That.
Like, your project has these different sounds and these different energies that you go into that is just not, quote unquote, the typical hip hop, you know, situation. It's like,
sure,
very diverse.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, no question. Thermal Sound Waves, a natural alternative to fast food radio.
Yes.
We here. C-Truth, Kev Lawrence. Talking to Havaya Maya on the program right about now. What are some of the things that you pull from when you're putting together your art and your music?
I pull from anything and everything. Anything that makes me feel passionate. I'll pull from a YouTube video if the message was interesting. Like, I'll pull from a conversation if the conversation was good or if it had impact on me. I would say anything that has an impact on me could find its way into something that I write. So, yeah, like, don't tell me anything if it's private, because if it means a lot to me, it might inspire something. Pretty much anything that inspires me could become a part of art. And that's what art really is for me, is like, when I'm making it, my hope is to inspire somebody else. So I guess that same feeling that I get in any sort of like aspect of life, where I could be cooking and it could taste really good and that could inspire me, or I could learn something. Learning, I think, is a really inspirational thing. You never know where you're going to get insight from. So again, like, yeah, I would say just anything that inspires me, anything I learn from, anything that makes me feel like I could be a better human for knowing that information. I find that those are the things that inform me. And then of course, musically, like if I learn how to play a new guitar lick, I learn a new cadence. I learn even a new word. Like, sometimes I can learn a new word and I'm like, oh, how would I put that in a sentence? And then, like, from there, you know, a song might start. So, yeah, right. It starts with a black hole of pretty much, like, anything that feels good.
No question. It's Thermal Sound Waves, natural alternative to fast food radio.
Yes.
We're here, C-Truth, Kev Lawrence.
And Havaya Mighty, you said you mentioned about, you know, you might learn new cadence, a new word, and a new lick on the guitar. Explain some of the instruments you may know how to play or that you're trying to get into right now.
Okay, yeah. I play guitar, like, a little bit. Like, I would say my main instrument, of course, is definitely my voice. Singing and rapping, like, that's my main instrument. But I've dabbled with guitar. I definitely use guitar for, like, chord progression and jam sessions. And because guitar's so similar to bass, I also play bass a little bit as well. Drums, of course, like, percussion is something I like to dabble in, too. And then, like, keys, for sure. All my sisters play the piano, so I would say compared to them, like, I'm not really, like, that great. But, again, piano's piano chord progressions is definitely like sometimes where original ideas come from, or like if I'm riffing and just like kind of coming up with a hook idea, a chord, something that's repetitive, that'll often start on the guitar or the piano. And then from there, like maybe I'll flesh out the beat, or maybe I'll even send that voice note or whatever to a producer, and I'm like, yo, can we build around this idea? But I would say piano is my favorite instrument, 100%, probably just because I grew up with one in the house, and my sisters were always playing it, so I just saw the power and beauty of the instrument. But guitar would be a close second. And I love just like kind of the standard band setup, like guitar, bass, keys, drums. Like, that's always like, that always feels good, right?
We notice that you give a lot of props and respect to your sisters. Is there any programs that you're doing or you're working on to help inspire women?
I feel like just by existing and trying to put out music that takes up space in a different way, I hope that I am doing that. And yeah, very supportive of my sister. Like, she actually had a release party for her new album, Notorious and Noble, and we performed a new single, right? And we did that with a producer / DJ by the name of Four Corners. And yeah, she brought me on stage and kind of took a moment to remind me like all of the barriers that I'm breaking and how impactful it is to have me on her project and just like keep opening doors for people. And yeah, I didn't really have to do much in that particular instance other than, you know, perform our song together and also stand on the stage and be acknowledged as someone who is breaking those boundaries. So I think on one hand, you know, the art that I'm creating and the intention behind it, like I know I occupy space that a lot of people don't see often, or they don't know if they think it's trendy, or they don't know if they resonate with that vibe. But I feel like just taking up space and doing what feels authentic to me and continuing to do that and pounding that to the pavement and then reminding people, yo, like, you can do it too. And then having a team surround me that also, I guess, sees the value inherent in that and continues the messaging of this is what it looks like when you're taking up space as a woman, you know? I think it's just something that I've learned over time is important to do. I've learned that that's what I'm doing. I didn't know before that that's what I was doing, was making music and doing something that interests me. But I'm learning over time, like, especially because I'm doing something that you expect a guy to do, or you expect a woman who's over-sexualized to do. You don't really expect it from me, so you kind of get, I kind of get different reactions than what you would expect from somebody doing the norm, I guess you could say. I get a lot of that rejective energy, or I get a lot of that not accepting energy. I've always felt like the underdog, though. So it's in line with my narrative, I guess you could say. So I guess it's just prolonging the narrative that I've always felt I have, and trying to remind or inform people that if they are in that place of feeling like they're an underdog in their own life, or they're existing in an industry that is not meant for them, that they can stay there and they can still occupy space and they can be successful and they can do those things. And they can also make impact and have other people. They can shift mindset as well, you know?
Do you ever feel that?
I'm just learning as I go.
Do you ever feel that people, when you say to people, hey, I'm an artist from Toronto, do you feel that people are not from Toronto look at you like, okay, so do you know Drake? And do they make you want to be like Drake, meaning, since you're from a part of Canada?
No, not really. I feel like now people understand that Drake is not just like everybody's friend in the city. So I don't really get those questions anymore. I mean, I definitely have had people ask certain things because he is the biggest artist from the end. So if you don't know anything about the hip hop genre and you know I'm from Toronto, then I guess that's kind of like where your mind would go. But yeah, I think that like there's definitely an international standard of like, if it is a Drake, I'm not sure I care about it from like Toronto. Like, you know, I'm from whatever state I'm from, or could be Europe, could be another part of the world. You know, the type of hip-hop that they're able to receive from here maybe will only be Drake or the biggest artist from here. That's possible. But, yeah, I don't really pay attention to stuff like that. Like, I really pay attention to my fans and the people I'm trying to access. So if somebody is, like, stuck on, like, the biggest artist from somewhere, obviously that's not, like, the lane that I'm occupying. So, yeah, I'm not really, like, I guess, paying too much attention to that. But, yeah, I would say when I was younger, people made more funny comments, like, about Toronto and about like what the landscape is, or like, do you live in igloos, or like, have you like,
yeah, we say like, that a lot about,
right. You know, and be serious about those questions.
Yeah.
I feel like people are learning a little bit more about the end, and they're not asking those same questions with seriousness. Like, if they are, it's like they're joking, you know.
Right, no question. It's Thermal Sound Waves, a natural alternative. We here with Havaya Mighty, C Truth, and Kev Lawrence. Two last questions. What is your sister's name so we could like support her music, and we could like, you know, look for that, get that? And secondly, what are some of the things that you're into when you're not doing music?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, my sister's name is Omega Mighty. She just dropped a project called Notorious and Noble. She's like a a dance hall fusion artist. So you're going to get like a whole different, like she's similar to me, but you'll get a whole different vibe. It's like dance hall, reggae, like Afro, R&B, like soul, that kind of world. But yeah, Omega Mighty. So that's OmegaMighty. Definitely check it out. She's one of my biggest inspirations.
Cool.
And then the second question was, what am I doing when I'm not making music, right?
Yeah. What are some of the things that you like to do? Just, you know, kicking back with, when you're not doing music.
Yeah, I definitely like to create in different ways. Like I'm pretty inspired by, you know, just like the simple stuff, like just watching movies or reading books. Like I really like reading. Again, I feel like reading is one of the fastest ways to learn a lot of information in a short period of time. So they just make me feel inspired usually. Like if you can get into a good book, it just usually makes me feel something like deeper than the words or the pages. So I love reading, love watching movies because it's like an expansion of what a fictional book feels like.
Right.
So I love that. I also love getting out and like trying to do like more grounding like things, methods, I guess you could say. So like going out and like I like to party, like I like to drink, whatever, I like to do those stuff. But I also like to go out and do like different intentional things. So like go to the beach and like meditate on the beach or like paint a drawing. Like do like different sort of things that force you to be very present.
Right.
I feel like this career that I'm in is very active and it's very busy and it's very distracting and like there's a lot of stuff going on all the time. So it's very hard to like just like be in the moment a lot of times. And so sometimes when I'm not really working, my recreation, I kind of try to like center it around being in the moment and making that feel fun so that when I'm working, it's more authentic and easy for me to like sink into being in the moment because I'm being fun. You know what I'm saying? It's very easy to just kind of like zombie mode everything and like just like not actually be there. Like you're like doing the thing, but you're not there for real. You're not experiencing it. You're not feeling it, or you don't know what your emotions are processing as you're undertaking the task. So yeah, when I'm trying to have fun, just trying to like learn how to like be present more, because being present and being in the like when you read a book, like you're so present, like you have to be present in order to understand the plot or the theme or whatever. When you're watching a movie, once again, like you're so present, like you're paying attention if the movie's good anyway. So that like, you know, like, and I feel in life sometimes like we're not paying the same type of attention as we are to other people's stories.
True.
So just trying to pay attention to my own story, you know?
Yeah.
Aside from that, I like working out. I definitely started working out more. I like amusement parks. Yeah, man. I feel like I'm on a dating app or something. here's three things that I like.
that's what we do here. We like to get to know like the artist, you know, just beyond the, you know, what's your song? What's the music? You know, we like to get to know who you are. And this is a beautiful thing. This has been a beautiful conversation that we've had with you, actually, you know, about all these different things and these different layers. So, you know, that's what we do on Thermal Sound Waves. That's how we get down. But everybody, listen.
I appreciate
Get
that.
Crying Crystals. That's the new joint, the new project that's out from Hawaii Mighty. Make sure y'all check that. You're going to have something on there for you. It's a great, great project. You know what I mean? We've been playing various tunes from that on the show. Y'all already know. And tell everybody where they could connect with you as far as like social media and all the different situations like that, website and all.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, definitely check me out on Instagram, on TikTok, at Hawaii Mighty, HAVIAH MIGHTY. Also on, I was going to say Twitter, but I guess it's X now.
You can still say Twitter. X. It's okay.
We on Twitter. Okay. And then the other Instagram ones. So what is that, Thread? I'm trying to use those for and just like keep people posted. You know, I got U.S. shows coming up. So we're going to be in New York on the 1st of November. We're going to be in Atlanta on the 5th of November. And Chicago, we're coming on the 7th of November. So, yeah, we're just, you know, trying to make sure we get in the cities, in the states. You know, we want to get the music in people's hands. We want to get it in their ears. We want to get merch in on people's bodies. And yeah, we're just like looking forward to bringing the music across the border and hopefully making new fans and connecting with new people.
No doubt. Absolutely. So we thank you for taking time out and joining us on the program. We appreciate that. And who knows, y'all might see a book from Hawaii Mighty. Y'all might see a movie coming from her as well. You know what I mean? Like I could definitely feel that kind of vibe. Like you can definitely, you know, pull that off. So I wouldn't be surprised to see that. I'd be looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, we gonna see. I might be working on something in the near future.
No doubt. Definitely. Well, enjoy the rest of your evening, day, and so forth, man. We appreciate it once again for you taking time out and joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And you too.
All right. Take care. Peace.
Peace. All right, you too. Bye.
Thermal Sound Waves, a natural alternative to fast food radio. We here, C-Truth, Kev Lawrence.
Thermal Sound Wave.